The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everybody, this is a special episode of Doug Loves Movies that we recorded for South by Southwest, which is now over. So they said, fine, take it, do whatever you want with it. So not only can you hear it wherever you hear podcasts, but you can also watch the video as well for free at DougLovesMovies.com. That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah, caw-caw. Ted Danson, wallet. I don't think I even did that right. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the Austin, Texas, in our hearts, for another Homes Alone edition. We've been making these for about a year. The last show that I did with guests in person was in Austin, Texas, like last March, because I went out to Austin for South by Southwest, like thinking, well, it's canceled, but you know, little smaller events will occur and we'll try to make the best of it. And then, you know, nothing happened at that point. So I just ended up hanging out in Austin during a pandemic, but it was a nice place to start. My guests today are all my friends and regulars from the Will You Accept This Rose podcast. So this is a special crossover event, especially for South by Southwest. We've done Doug Loves Movies at South by, I think, every year for the past like 12 or 13 years, maybe not that long, but for a long time. And so I'm excited to do this special video Zoom edition for South by with my guests who have been waiting so patiently for me to say their names. Arden Marine, Rob Benedict, and Jerry Traynor. Hello.
Finally.
Hi, Doug.
Finally you got to speak. You're all so good. Just quietly waiting.
It was hard.
It was really hard.
It was difficult.
I thought about like busting out a monologue or something to see if you'd just hang out during it.
I wouldn't have liked it. But I would have waited.
I've got some sides from a Blue Bloods audition.
Lieutenant, the finger does not belong to the man. I just did a spec script for Blue Bloods.
I don't want to be on Blue Bloods because I don't need Tom Selleck in my ear all day about reverse mortgages.
He won't shut up about that.
He will not let it go. He's like, this isn't my first rodeo. And I go, we're not at a rodeo. This might be your last rodeo because it's not actually a rodeo.
Tom Selleck.
Let's say hi to everybody in order of times they've appeared on the show. So let's start with the newest of newbies. It's his first time. Be gentile. It is Jerry Traynor. Hi, Jerry.
Yay.
Hey, Doug. Super excited to be here. Big fan, longtime listener, first time caller.
I love your headphones.
Thanks.
They're exciting. You seem like a Star Wars character chilling in his dorm room.
That's what I was going for. An adolescent Star Wars character. Waiting for his stormtrooper dad to come home from the Death Star, but he never came. Never came home one day.
Well, you know what did come home to Jerry Traynor's life? That's a reboot of iCarly.
That's
coming
right.
Soon
coming
to
soon.
Netflix.
Netflix, no. Yeah.
Well, Paramount Plus.
Oh, that's Paramount right.
Plus.
They're on the first three
the first seasons are on.
Two seasons for some reason.
Yes.
Are on Netflix. Now.
That's correct. They did that like a drug dealer to get you hooked.
Got it.
The first couple seasons are free. And then climb the mountain. Come on up to the
There's
Paramount.
A whole new batch of kids that are discovering Uncle Steve right now. My friends can't.
Uncle Steve? I gotta go. Uncle Steve?
Are you Uncle Steve?
Arden! Arden.
Are you Uncle Steve? I don't have kids.
Arden, you're wearing his face on your pants.
You literally are wearing Uncle Steve's skirt. And it's not called Uncle Steve.
What is it?
No!
What is it? Is that you're not Uncle Steve?
No!
You're
I'm drinking.
You're the Sentinel.
He was insane so Steve on that other show.
Yes!
Oh, you're crazy Steve.
Crazy Steve on Drake and Josh.
Okay.
Right.
And Spencer, the big brother, he's nobody's uncle.
You're not Uncle
Not yet. We haven't seen the reboot. Maybe there's.
I don't know. Okay,
spoiler.
Yeah. Okay, Spencer.
The Lord is shining in my face. Give me the strength to carry on, please, God.
Am I wearing Spencer or Steve on my booty
Spencer
right now?
Spencer currently.
Spencer.
Spencer's
from iCarly.
Yeah, that's
but
a
we're
Spencer
hoping, we're hoping that in the new iCarly, there'll be an occasional. Crazy Steve style outburst.
Yeah.
Uncle Steve.
Yeah.
Look, special. Very different characters.
Special crossover.
Did Crazy Steve freak out a lot?
Yeah, that was the whole game.
Yeah, he was more like Jerry. Jerry's really acting as Spencer.
That's true. I have to keep it together as Spencer.
Yeah.
Crazy Steve is more like quiet, and then he just freaks out like I do normally.
I know that guy. That's
you know that guy.
I know Crazy Steve.
You just made Uncle Steve come out a little bit just now.
Uncle Steve.
who is nobody? Just for the record, there's no Uncle Steve.
Okay,
there's no
great. Uncle so Steve. So my friends can't believe that I know Spencer.
Uncle Steve.
Uncle Steve. They can't believe I know Spencer. Now that you're on Netflix, I'm popular. Now that I know
he's
Uncle
coming
Steve,
back.
Uncle Steve,
Uncle Steve's coming back to Paramount.
Great. Okay. Cool. Right. Cool.
When does the Paramount thing start?
We are gonna go. It's ramping up fast now. We're gonna start production. It's all pre-production now, and then I think we start shooting in March. So in a couple weeks, and like in a month, probably in a month, we'll like start shooting.
Does Spencer need three roommates?
It's going to be on the air like in the fall.
I would imagine so. Yes. Right after summer, I would imagine they'll start. Basically, they're going to move all of the old iCarlys over to Paramount Plus. This is me guessing. And then the reboot as well. Or the revival, as they're calling it. What's that?
Sorry, I need you to commit to a date that you're not supposed to say so that you get in trouble and this show gets a little press.
Great. Yeah, you will be able to watch it in your home on June 1st.
Oh my God.
Wow. June 1st. That's you heard it here first.
Good luck.
That's
right. Paramount Network.
That's right. June 1st. It'll be free.
Wow.
You won't have to pay for a new streaming service. It'll just be, it's going to be great.
I just realized that at the top of the show, before we started taping, I was going to remind everybody that, you know, South By is in a couple of weeks. So that's when people are going to see this. So, you know, let's try to stay away from, I mean, I guess now that the cat's out of the bag, who cares?
What's that?
We taped this in 2019, everybody.
We just we had a premonition that bad things were coming.
That's right. Way ahead of time.
We know. We're preppers. We've been underground for years.
Yeah, yeah, we're preppers.
I mean, everybody knows that Hollywood knows what's coming.
Yeah.
We get the info first.
Also joining us today for his, I think, second time on the show.
That's right.
There we go. You know him from everything from Waiting to Supernatural to his role as God on, I already said it, Supernatural.
Supernatural, yeah.
It's Rob Benedict.
Yeah, thanks. Yay. Yes, thank you very much. I played Cousin Morty.
I love you as Cousin Morty. I love
on
you.
On iBerry.
I love you as Cousin Morty.
Yeah, it's good to be back. The last time I did a live show at the comic, what was the comic? Comic book store on Sunset where we used to do Bachelor. Yeah, Meltdown.
Oh, Meltdown Comics. Yeah.
I did your show there. It was a fun show. Sarah Silverman and some country music star.
For real?
Arden, how did your friends' kids feel about Cousin Morty making his return to TV?
They can't believe that Cousin Morty and Uncle Steve are doing talking Bachelor with me every week.
They're gonna rekindle that chemistry, and it's gonna be hilarious.
And our cult leader, the captain Doug Benson, mm-hmm. follow him anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't make me put on my captain's hat.
You might have to put it
standing by.
I am Doug Benson, the captain hat.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
I gotta wear this hat until April 20th, because that's when my live streaming stand-up comedy show is going to be on Rush Ticks.
420.
There you go.
RushTix.com on 420. Getting the plugs in early.
Yeah.
Rob, you've been to South by Southwest, yes?
Yes, I have. I've been to the film part of it.
Yeah, what were you, memories?
What was I there for? No, just Austin is such a great town, man. It's just like nonstop good times in Austin, Texas. Great music. Just loved it so much.
Yeah, I did. Speaking of good times in Austin, Texas, I did a live at midnight from South by Southwest one year with Arden Marie.
Hey!
There she is.
You have the
making
best
her
video.
73rd appearance on this podcast.
I love this podcast. I love. I'm really bad at it, and I love. I'm very enthusiastic. I'm never good at. I won once, which was a miracle. But we went out dancing, and I broke a bottle. And you have a video of that at that South by Southwest.
I have a video when the bottle was still in good shape. But yeah.
Oh right, that's right.
You can see
scary
it coming.
Video.
It was on brand that I was about to break a bottle. It doesn't. It's not shocking that. Crazy yeah. Auntie Sally's about to break a bottle in that video.
Auntie Sally.
Yeah. The choreography was a little wild for beer holding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True story. Yeah.
You just forgot. You forgot you had a bottle in your hand. That's all.
You know what? I'm not a trained dancer. I just feel it. I just have to be free. And Doug and I are on this journey on Earth. Like, we're on parallel tracks, and I just couldn't be more delighted. For the viewers right now, Doug is our Rookie of the Year on my Bachelor podcast.
That's right.
Except this rose. And he is so spectacular. If you ever thought you needed to hear Doug Benson, like, visiting the locations where they're filming Quarantine Bachelor.
Above and beyond.
He's incredible. Above and beyond. He's incredible. Yeah.
I don't know when I'm going to make it out to Nemecolin.
You got to go.
The current place of the current season. But I would go stay at every resort that they stay at for the rest of time, if that can be worked out.
We should all go to the Paradise one where Padgett went to the Paradise one down in Sayulita, Mexico. We should all go when the world reopens. Okay. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I love that plan.
Me too.
I heard they just got marijuana in Mexico.
I haven't heard of marijuana.
Yeah, it's a brand new thing down there.
They never had it before. That's crazy. Mm-hmm.
That sounds fun.
No, I mean, at least it felt like it when I was there.
What is it?
Marijuana. Doug is about to try it for the first time, April 20th.
Look, don't move too fast for me. I'm been in a cave for a little bit.
Have you ever been to South by, Jerry?
I have. I have once. Not to watch, though. I was, I want to say 2008. I did like a spec. We were shooting like a mockumentary. My buddy was a music video director and he had access to all these bands. And we wanted to shoot this mockumentary basically where I was playing a character that was like trying to become a tambourine player in a band, but then we would go and like interview real bands and then I basically ask them if I could be in their band, and we had this all this stuff shot, and so we were going around watching all the concerts and like interviewing the bands and stuff like that, but nothing ever came of that, although I think that footage is probably on YouTube. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's just it's fun to just go make your own thing at South By because
it was a party.
So it's already so much fun, but there's just also something about when a camera is following you around, it really gets people worked up.
Yes. That's true.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of women throwing up into trash cans in Austin around South By, and I always feel very protective of them. Like, I want to get them home.
Yeah. I feel protective of the trash cans.
I feel protective of the trash cans.
I feel bad for everybody that has to smell it. Like, you know, there's empathy to go all around.
I say that as a woman who broke a bottle on a dance floor. I say, you know, go for it, ladies. ladies.
So what we normally do on the Doug Loves Movies program is, you know, I get together a group of people similar to yourselves. Like I said, I've done it at South By. We've done two Doug Loves Movies, one during film and one during music, over the past, I don't know how many years. We're going to do that. We were going to be their last South By. So I'm excited to basically present a very similar thing with a similar panel in terms of the guest quality, because we always get great people involved in filmmaking on the show. Jerry, you have a question?
Jerry has a question, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to expect here.
Oh.
I'm coming into this, just so you know, totally blind.
Well, you need to know that I'm terrible at it, so it's not a high playing for you. Don't
that scares me. That you're like, I'm terrible at it.
It's
like,
a game. It's a game.
Oh, we're playing a game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. You're going to love it.
Oh, I'm awesome at it.
Yeah.
You're going to be great.
Yeah.
No, you're going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Do I need a pen and paper?
No.
Do I need an iPad Air?
Yes. Yes.
You need a device to look up the answers on.
Yes. I do?
No.
No.
Oh. Although that would be an interesting... That'd be a fun game show where you just ask people that all have laptops in front of them a question so you can figure it out the quickest.
Yeah. Who can Google the fastest?
Yeah.
Doug, I'm going to deliver some Uncle Steve overalls to your house at some point. If I win.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting approach that you're paying to win.
I'm bribing.
You're bribing me to win. You know that you don't win anything, right?
I was hoping I would win some Rush ticks.
I could provide you with a painting of John Hamm if I win.
Oh my God.
Should have had us guess who that was, because I would not have guessed John Hamm. That looks more like Ty Burrell.
It's a little Burrell-y.
I could drop this at your house if I win. I'm just saying. I know you want Uncle Steve overalls, but I'm just saying.
Is that a crime sketch of the Golden State Killer?
You know, I'm just saying I've got a little bit. I've picked up a hobby during the pandemics, the pando, and just working on some artwork, some crafting. And so I'm just this could be yours if I win. Just saying.
Wow.
I think you'd be a good criminal sketcher.
Mm-hmm. Did you draw that?
No, my friend's child did. I requested it.
Great, you tricked me into making fun of a child. Thanks.
She's 19. She could smoke cigarettes legally, so it's fine.
She could tie a good tie. The tie was nicely tied on its own. Yeah.
I feel like the mouth feels like John Hammy.
Mm-hmm. You think it's got that mouth feel? Yeah, I can see it now.
It's close up, right. It's better.
When you go to a wax museum, and from some angles, it's not so accurate. Other times you go, oh, there, I see
it. Yeah, I see it there.
He could play the part of Paget Brewster, but the painting of John Hamm.
Can I ask you a question, Arden? Does she love John Hamm, or does she know you love John Hamm, and so she commissioned the heart around the John Hamm?
She added the heart. She added the heart. She felt that
for
I needed
her
heart.
Or for you?
I think for me. I think she felt, I didn't know that I loved John Hamm. I needed a John Hamm painting or something. Yeah. And she sensed that I needed a heart around it and glitter. And I'm going to say she sensed right.
Yeah.
I don't think she misjudged her client.
Yeah, I'm glad she didn't ruin it with that heart.
Yeah, no.
You would have been like, what the hell is this?
Right.
No,
this is supposed to be a dartboard, not a heartboard.
Oh!
Excuse me. This would actually be a fun heartboard.
Hello.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to play a couple of games. No pressure, low stakes.
Showtime.
It's showtime.
Yeah, thank you.
That's normally what we do when we have a live audience. Have the very sinister announce come in, the god mics. Whisper yells, showtime.
Showtime.
Thank you, Five.
Jerry's already making notes.
Making notes. I'm getting ready.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, keep track of, diary entries for your whole experience today.
Your diary.
As you go. So far, I'm having a terrible time.
Doug made a hilarious joke about a heartboard and a dartboard. I loved it. I felt jealous that I didn't come up with it.
Uncle Steve, we can hear you.
Oh, sorry. Let me mute. Arden's being a real bitch.
Again.
All the characters, the wrong names.
Uncle Steve.
You're not muted.
Okay.
Here's a game that we've played on the show for years that originated with a morning radio program. I stole it from them, but they're friends of mine in Austin, Texas. So this game is called Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game. And basically the premise is that every actor has an IMDb page, and most of the IMDb pages for each particular performer will say best known for and list four titles that somehow the IMDb algorithm has decided is that person's best known for stuff. So Jerry's already excited about
how this
game works.
I know.
I'm going to start naming the top four from somebody's IMDb page. You buzz in with your own name. Don't just shout out the answer, because if a couple people are close, we don't want to give away what the answer is right there.
Okay.
Shout out your name, and then when I call on you, then tell me the name. But you don't want to go too early, you know, because like after the first title, it could be several people from that movie.
I'm so nervous. I have to pee.
If you jump in too early... It's a negative point, so don't do that.
So what are you gonna say, and then
He's just say he's gonna say four things, and when you're ready to go, when you think you've got it, you say Uncle Steve.
You say Uncle Steve.
You say Uncle Steve, and then you'll go, oh, it's Maya Rudolph or whatever. And he's
got
like,
it. So we're coming up with the actor
as fast
based
as
on
you
the
can.
Best known.
Yes,
four
but he's saying don't do it too early because, like, say it was Maya Rudolph, and he says Bridesmaids or something. It's gonna keep going, and then it's like Wendy, like, you know, just like let him go a little bit.
I get it. Uncle Steve gets it. I get it.
Okay.
Doug, I want you to know I was in a panic trying to remember the last movie I saw getting ready for this. And you didn't
ask? I did. We don't even have time for that question today.
Barb and Star Go to Vista Del Mar. Okay, great.
I can't wait to see it.
It's a fun movie. It's fun.
So fun. And Jamie Dornan, I love. I didn't know who he was. I loved it.
He's wacky as hell in that movie.
That song, his song where he climbs a palm tree like a cat.
You've never seen 50 Shades of Grey? I watch it every Thursday.
I've not.
There's a lot of gray.
You watch it every Grey's Day?
Every Grey's Day. That's what I call it.
Well, Grey's Anatomy.
Well, at least tomorrow night is Grey's Day.
All day.
He watches Grey's Anatomy at 50 Shades of Grey all day. Jerking
all
off.
Grey Thursday.
He jerks up and goes back between Ellen Pompeo. Ellen Pompeo. Oh my God. Oh, it's killing me. Okay, great.
All right. If you buzz in early and you get it right, then you can get bonus points by naming. I'll ask you to name additional movies you think.
Movies by that person. Okay.
I'm going to be awful at this. Okay.
No, you're going to do great.
Awful. You're going to be awful. Ellen Pompeo.
You're awful.
Okay. One last thing. I know it's a lot to take in. A theme will emerge.
I love it.
Maybe not in your head, but it did in mine.
Okay.
Respect you, Doug.
Okay.
Who's best known for starts with Master and Commander, Far Side of the World. A lot of people in that one.
Yeah.
Here's the second title that might solidify your choice. A Knight's Tale.
Jerry.
Arden. Jerry got in first, Arden, but your inhaling was before him saying his name, so just try to work on that.
I can't. Jerry.
Did you, Arden, forget your name?
I did. I thought
Is
it was...
Is that why you were inhaling?
I thought it was Uncle Steve for a second. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Heath Ledger.
That is incorrect.
Yeah!
Great. That makes me feel better about myself. Yeah.
Can you repeat the two movies?
Master and Commander.
So I'm out.
Master and Commander and A Knight's Tale. We move forward with just Arden and Rob. You can buzz in with your own name whenever you're ready. Mm-hmm. You really thought it was Heath Ledger, Arden?
No. Piece of shit. No. Gross.
What a stupid idea.
No. As
well,
if.
Then you can go ahead and buzz in now if you want to guess
what
you were going to say.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, Arden,
okay.
Who is it?
No. I don't want to. Why would I do that? No.
The third movie is called Margin Call.
I know that movie. J.C. Chandler directed that movie.
Who's in all three of those movies, Arden?
Okay. Okay, I'm going to do a weird one, Arden.
Yes, Arden.
Simon Baker.
Shit.
Do you want one more title, Rob?
Give it to him.
Okay,
give it
he
to
gets
him.
The last one. You all on you, Rob. And Jerry, mute yourselves. The fourth title is A Beautiful Mind, and it's okay if you don't know it, Rob. You don't want to get.
Yeah, it's fucking what's his name?
Negative point.
I did a movie with that guy. I can't remember his fucking. He's Australian.
Russell Crowe.
Oh, Arden, don't tell him the answer.
She didn't. I always said it before. Russell Crowe.
Do you really want to guess Russell Crowe?
Yeah.
That's incorrect. You all three got a negative point.
Because why wouldn't Gladiator been for Russell Crowe?
I told you I was terrible. They never listen to me.
No, but it's...
Jerry, you're going to do great. I don't know who half the movies and actors are that you've already mentioned.
You are all tied up. So you're doing just as well as geniuses Arden Marine. And Rob Benedict.
That's right.
So don't panic.
Can I ask you a question? Are people going to see this?
Yeah.
No. This is just a Zoom call for my. I have a friend. I send these to because he doesn't leave the house.
Thank God.
Wait, friend's name, Rob Benedict.
He's off the grid, so I'm going to send this to him.
It's Rob Benedict.
On a cell.
Rob, you have a question?
Yeah. Who was it?
Oh, yeah, that's how the game shows work, is I'll say who it is now.
Yeah.
It's the answer is Paul Bettany.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I forgot he was in Margin Call, and I forgot he lived on Earth.
Which movie is Margin Call?
That was with J.C. Chandler, had Kevin Spacey. It was
like a real life.
It was like an indie thing. It all took place in one night. I believe Demi Moore was in it. Simon Baker was in it.
I thought Margin Call was the one about the election in 2000.
No, it was like a Wall Street Trading Guys one. It was all in one night. Wasn't Simon Baker, am I wrong?
I guess now is a good time to tell you I don't watch movies or know about them.
Great.
I don't know what they are.
Did someone in that movie ever go like, who's going to make the call?
Yo, that's
it's
good.
It's Margin Call.
Doug
someone
Benson
said
did.
The title.
Doug, yeah.
The wrong side of the margin, pal. That's not your call to make.
We've got 40 more rounds of this, so we got to go a little faster.
All right, here we go.
Let's do it.
There's not that many. Okay. Here's the next round. So far we've got Paul Bettany. Don't forget about Paul.
Okay, that's right. For our theme.
Yeah. Ooh. Who's best known for starts with a film called Afternoon Delight?
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
You know the movie?
No.
Vaguely, no.
Okay, great. I know the
second title is from television. It's a television show. Sometimes those creep in there.
Yeah, okay.
In this case, it's a TV show called Transparent.
Okay.
All right.
Arden!
Okay.
Arden!
Who is it, Arden?
Jeffrey Tambor.
Incorrect.
Okay, great. I'm out.
Arden's got negative two. Okay.
Be confident, you guys.
You guys want to hear another title?
Yeah.
Another television program. This one's called Free Agents.
Edget Bruce.
Fucking hell.
I think this fourth one could give it away.
Okay.
It's an interesting top four. And the fourth one is Bad Moms.
I know who it is. I know who it is.
Rob.
Yeah. Rob. She went to my college, Northwestern, and her name is. Brain hurts. What does it start with?
What else was she in?
I take a gym class with her.
She's in WandaVision. She's in WandaVision.
Oh.
Yeah, she is. She is.
Ah! Yeah. Catherine Hahn.
Yes.
Yes.
Got it.
She sounds.
And now I think I also guessed the overall arc.
Oh, fancy.
Perhaps. Catherine Hahn and Paul Bettany.
Yeah.
WandaVision.
Well, let's see with this next round.
Okay.
Rob has zero and Arden and Jerry have negative one.
I think I have negative two.
I think, yeah, just in all fairness.
I thought I just, you know, cut
Thank
your break there.
Thank you, Doug. You're right. I have negative one.
Well, now we're giving out points, huh?
Yep.
Negative two for you.
That's right.
Who's best known for starts with Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist?
Mm-hmm. Love that movie. I do love that movie.
Yep.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you get points? If jeez. Okay, sorry.
Jerry. Kat Dennings.
That is correct.
I almost was going to say that, but I wanted more things than that.
Yeah. I'm going to go. I got to go to the kitchen.
Jerry and Rob are out of the hole with zero each.
I'm at negative two.
And Arden is at negative two. And Jerry has a chance for a bonus point.
Yes.
How many titles did we say? I didn't. I said all four, so you don't have the bonus.
No, you said one title.
I said all four of them. I said Afternoon Delight.
No, that was
Kat Denning.
Now you can name three more Kat Dennings movies or TV programs, and if you any of them right, you get a point for each one. What three would you like to go with?
Wait a minute. So I name any more Kat Dennings movies or TV shows, and if it's one of the things, then it's...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put Thor. She's in Thor.
Which Thor?
Well, she's in all of them. Well, no, she's only in one and two. So I'm going to say, I'm going to say Thor one. I'm going to say Thor one and two. And I'm going to say, and I'm going to say WandaVision.
You're not going to say Two Broke Girls? Excuse me.
Oh, right. And that one, Two Broke Girls. Two Broke Girls. I'm going to say Two Broke Girls.
You can't.
Which one do you want to take out?
He can't say two. He can't say Two Broke Girls.
Okay, I can't. Now I can't say it. Negative two over here has told me I can't say it.
You can't. You didn't have it.
Well, then don't yell it at me, dude.
Oh, shit. Here comes Spencer.
Here comes Uncle Spencer.
Uncle Spencer.
I don't have anything that I can throw.
Uncle Spencer, we want, right. We believe in you.
I'm just going to say Thor 1 and 2 and WandaVision.
Okay, what's Thor 2 actually called?
The Dark World.
Okay, so you get 2 points for Thor and for Dark World, but she stuck with movies. She went all movies in her top four.
Okay.
The fourth one was a film called Charlie Bartlett.
She didn't put Two Broke Girls.
She didn't put Two Broke Girls.
She was like,
I think that's negative three for Arden. Negative three. That counts
as a
negative.
Excuse me. John is not into that.
So wait a minute. Did I get 1 point? Did I get, or two?
You got 2 points for getting those two. Wow. And one, you know, I already had given you the 1 point. So now you have two total. Yeah.
Rookie's luck.
Look who's in the lead all of a sudden.
Yeah, look who's in the lead, Mr. I've never heard of a movie.
I don't know what a movie is. Yeah. How am I winning?
This is how you learn. You just dive in and just do your best. And whoever wins this game, we're just getting started. There's still a much more important game.
But I'm excited to win. I'm excited to crush my opponents.
Well, you're doing it. Let's see if they can make a mild comeback with this next round. Who's best known for starts with Always Be My Maybe?
No.
What are you waiting for, Arden?
I'm just taking it in. I'm just marinating on it.
So you're still thinking about it?
Mm-hmm. You can keep going.
Okay. I thought that meant that you knew who this could
be. My negative two. I'm all swagger.
Oh,
no good.
Crap.
I know who it is and I don't know his name.
Okay. Are you in a holding cell right now, Rob?
I am.
Where are you?
I've been arrested.
But you didn't want to miss. You made it a commitment.
Yeah.
Is Padgett have you under her floorboards? What is happening?
Yeah, I'm just right underneath. Yeah. I'm in a cell.
Great.
Here's the next title. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, I know who it is. I just don't know his name at all.
Oh!
Next one's TV.
Ah!
Fresh off the boat.
I know this. I have no idea what his name is.
I do.
The Interview. Anything, Jerry?
It's gonna torture me. I know it, and I can't think it. I can't. It's on my. It's.
Is it the lead guy from Fresh Off the Boat?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He's also in WandaVision.
And he's also a lovely gentleman.
He's in Two Broke Girls, Arden. That's all you need to know.
What if it was the boat?
It's the boat.
It's the boat from Fresh Off the Boat.
Dennis.
Wait, I know his name. I'm going to take my earphones off.
He plays Johnny Fresh.
I'm going to plug myself from Uncle Steve. His name is Randall Park.
Yes.
Randall Park. I had to block out Uncle Steve, and I got it.
Got it. Good job.
I was going with Dennis. It's Randall.
You're great now, Arden. You're only at negative one.
Thank you, Doug. Hey. Thank you, friend. That's my friend.
All right.
Oh, Arden.
Did you like that I had to take off my headphones to block you out?
Is that what you did?
I did.
I thought you were going like this, and I was like, that doesn't help.
No, the sound is in there. I had to block everybody out.
Yeah.
Took them off.
Get out of my head. Get out of my head.
Get into my car.
I wouldn't mind seeing that technique used more in this next game. Because that's right, everybody. That game is over, and Jerry Traynor is our winner thus far.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks, Arden. Thanks, Doug.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And do you know what you win, Jerry?
What do I win?
You get to go first in this next game.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, it's a pretty good prize.
It's a great prize. I feel like it gives me a leg up. I'm excited.
Yeah. Let me just cross Padgett's name off the list real quick.
Mm-hmm. I love that your greater day is Grey's Anatomy, 50 Shades of Grey.
Greater day.
Can you imagine all day, yeah. Every day Thursday is greater
50 Shades
day.
Of Grey.
And Grey's
all three of those movies.
It's true.
And every season of Grey's Anatomy.
Watching hospital shows. And then all three 50 Shades of Grey.
Hey, Arden, it's hot.
I know. I'm sorry. Okay, I get it.
Hot is hot.
It's like, yeah, never mind.
I aerate a nice Cabernet.
Great. I love it. I'm not judging you.
I put on my cheetah skin robe that Padgett gave me.
Other than that, you're an all gray.
That's it.
Just head to toe gray.
Head to toe gray, except for your cheetah skin.
Mm-hmm.
What did you? Are you just like in some? Did you show up at some house like to with the real estate agent to look at it? And you just do a podcast real quick while you're there,
Rob.
Me?
Yes. Yeah.
No. No.
You're gonna decorate someday.
This is a proof of life video.
Does God not decorate?
So I'm recording this music out in Nashville. At this old fire station that my friend has converted into a studio. So that's where I am. Wow. Yeah, definitely.
Blink if you're in trouble, Rob.
Yeah, does ISIS have you? Rob, does ISIS have you?
Just blink if you're in
trouble. Show us today's newspaper.
And just for anybody taking hostage, this is how you know you have to do Doug Loves Movies with Crazy Uncle Steve, and that's how you know things are going to really, you're in trouble.
Yeah, it's
Crazy Uncle Steve.
Crazy Uncle Steve is who has me kidnapped. I'm in his basement.
He wears all gray.
You don't bother him on Thursday, man.
You screwed us. You knocked on his door on a Thursday, and that was your first mistake.
He's just head to toe. A gray face mask, a gray hoodie, all of it.
It's the end of Silence of the Lambs where she opens the door, and he's just like, what? And the moth, like, flies to the wind, and she, like, knows.
Yeah, that's him. Thursday. Yeah,
Crazy Uncle Steve opened the door, and he knew.
And his jizz is gray, too.
That means it's healthy. Very fertile.
He eats a lot of gray foods to prepare.
Right. Eats nothing but gray poupon. Constantly. On gray day.
On gray day. Greater day.
All right. What's the final or the next game?
That was the laughter intermission.
Great.
Now we're back. And this next game we're going to play is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Mm.
It's a game where you have to guess taglines from motion pictures, you know, something that usually some advertising person that didn't have anything to do with the movie comes up with, and they slap it on the poster or put it in the trailer. And I'll read one.
Oh my God, Padgett just texted back. She said, yes, 4, right? It's 4:58 p.m.
It's 5 o'clock right now.
Yeah.
How did she...
It's 5 p.m. right now.
How did she get an hour off? Is she in Arizona?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Is she in her own white brick torture den?
I just texted her back. Yes, it's 5 p.m. right now is what I texted back.
Look at how...
Thanks for telling me.
Why does she...
She's on the thread that we're all on.
Okay. Yeah, what is wrong?
I don't know. Thanks for telling me. Okay. I'm not going to reply. I feel like she just sassed me. I feel like she's sassed.
I think you got a little sass.
Or right. Yeah, oh. 5 p.m. right. Thanks for telling me. I think she sassed me.
Oh, it was a thing. Oh, thanks a lot for reminding me.
Yeah, that like, bitch. Wow. Yeah, I know it's 5. Okay, okay.
But you just let it go.
You
texted
her. Okay,
I'm going to let it go.
Maybe she's. I bet she thinks it's tomorrow. I bet she thinks it's tomorrow.
Oh.
Hey, just text her real quick. See you tomorrow.
Wait. She says, wait, thanks for telling me. Wait, was I not? Okay, I said, hi, my queen. Are you joining Douglas Movies with us now? That was at 4. Yes, 4, right? Yes, 5 right now. Thanks for telling me. Wait, was I not scheduled? Did you email it to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Steven wrote back.
Okay, I'm going to just do the group thread and just do it here. Okay, here we go.
I would say maybe just let it go and then we'll break the news tomorrow.
Okay, wait, was I not scheduled? I don't have to do it. I'll say we are in it right now.
She's not doing it.
It's too late.
Look,
we're going to get into the group thread after this is over and we're gonna let her have it.
We're going to light her up.
All right, great. I'm going to just not
let her. Light her
up. Yeah, yeah.
I'm definitely going to put...
I got sassed.
In the listing for this show, it's going to say Padgett Brewster's on it just because I want to mess with people who listen to hear her.
Yes. For sure.
And to all of them that are still here, we say thank you.
Yes.
And we're sorry.
Thank you for being here anyway.
I like that I got sassed. I got sassed. Okay. She scares me a little. Okay. You don't want to, I've never been sassed by Padgett. Okay. There
channel
we go.
It. Channel it into the game, Arden. Channel
okay,
it
great.
Into
I'm back.
The game.
I'm back, you guys. I'm back.
Oh, I just now I could just see the 50 apology texts she's
oh
going to send all of us.
It's going to be fired off. It's right. So and then much. She just wrote it right now. Fuck. That just
so
got
much.
Written.
So much Chardonnay. There's so much Chardonnay going on there.
It's it right now. Fuck was the last thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's bad.
I know. Come on. You have to let her in. Should I say, come on in? Yeah, let's get her on. Come on in.
Wait, what? No, we got to go.
We
got to
go. We got to go. I'm not going to reply. I'm not. I see bubbles. Bubbles are appearing, but I'm not going to reply.
Okay. Just say,
flip the phone over.
Put it down.
I'm back.
Be with us, Arden. Be with us.
The phone
be present, Arden.
Tell her we just finished.
You know what? It's not on the phone. I've thrown down the other end of the table, and there it's turned off on my computer.
I can't wait to just be. What an amazing once in a lifetime fun thing we just.
I have to say, I have laughed really hard today, so that's good.
Me too.
So looking at Rob and his holding style has been worth it.
Yeah, this has been a real
it's a
treat.
Shitty place.
Yeah. And greater day, she missed all a greater
day. Yeah, she
missed
the whole thing.
All of it.
Okay.
Nothing but group hate. Oh, we're back.
Okay.
Yeah, let's save the recap for the very end after we've turned off the recording.
You know, like a mid-podcast recap?
Doug, oh man, you and Arden.
Nobody's joining this in progress. You have to watch from the beginning.
Yeah. I feel sorry for the big her fans that are just on for her.
Yeah.
And the tug of war that this has been. Is she gonna come on? Is she as
who the hell is crazy Uncle Steve?
Yeah.
Where's Padgett?
Where's my Padgett?
Yeah.
I don't like this.
Okay.
I'm gonna go out and commit some crimes with my criminal mind.
Yeah. it just flashed on my computer. I have to put on do not disturb.
Hashtag it now fuck.
It now fuck.
Rename the thread.
She's trying to come on. She says, I have nothing set up, no makeup, no lights. She's trying. I haven't responded. It's flying to my computer. No. I just put on do not disturb. I'm telling you.
I told my producers to not let anybody else in.
Good.
Great. I would love to see what the window would look like, but that's okay.
Kill Taint first is now it now fuck.
Focus. Yeah. It now fuck. Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jerry won that last game, so he gets to go first.
I'm going. I want to win. I want to crush people.
You also get to pick what letter the movie that the tagline is from begins with. So it gives you a little extra hint.
Okay.
You get to guess first before Arden and Rob, and don't chat about your answers, because if Jerry can't get it, then...
This isn't like a yippee-ki-yay motherfucker. This is something that as they use to advertise, like, she's back and mad or whatever, like that, like some.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you'll get it right away.
Got it.
Okay. Understand me.
Got it. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You know, just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Great.
Right. Was great. Rob Jaws.
Barb and Star out of Vista Del Mar.
Jaws 2.
Right.
Great.
Aliens Resurrection.
Great.
So yes, you get how it works. You either know the answer or you say something funny and then we move to the next person.
Okay.
And Jerry, you get to pick the first letter of the title of the movie. Would you like a movie that begins with K or B or M?
Ooh.
I'm going to go M.
Good call. Really good call.
Thanks, Arden. Nice sweater, by the way. Dig it. Dig it.
Good margin call.
Ooh.
Margin call.
This one is just for Jerry.
Yeah. So margin everybody call. Pipe the F down.
What movie's tagline was the ultimate tool? And it begins with an M.
The ultimate tool. Begins with an M. The ultimate tool. I don't know. So I'm going to say.
That's all right. These are tough.
I'm going to say. It starts with an M.
Yeah.
Yep.
So say a movie begins with M. Maybe you'll.
How much time do I have? Do I have an hour?
Your time is already.
I'm all up. Time's up. I'm going to say. Moneyball. That's the only thing I can think of.
That's an M. You did it.
It's an M, but it's not right.
It's not the right M.
No.
Rob?
Is there a movie called Machete?
Yes. Right. Incorrect. Yeah. Arden?
Good call, though. Nice great margin call.
Great call. Okay. It's the ultimate tool. My cousin Vinny?
A great tool.
That was the tagline for the motion picture version of the sketch from SNL called MacGruber.
Wow.
I knew it was a comedy like that. And I was like, I was thinking of, for some reason, Deuce Bigalow, American Gigolo was like,
yes.
And I was like, what is the M version of this movie? And I couldn't think of it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Aaron Sorkin's Moneyball.
Bye.
So no one got the point on that one, but we'll go to Jerry again to pick another letter and start us off.
It sticks with me.
Wow.
It sticks with you as long as everybody keeps missing.
Yeah.
Wow.
keep on losing, losers.
I'm batting 100. Don't worry. Batting 100, so I will keep losing.
Would you like K, the letter K, the letter B, or the letter C?
K.
K it is.
Yep.
What movie, Jerry, has the tagline, "Have fear, they're here"?
Oh, scary.
I'm going to say Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
I mean, it begins with a K. You lined it up beautifully. It was a wonderful shot, but you just missed the cup.
Damn it.
Entirely.
I did? Oh, just like total whiff.
I mean, except for the K part. Right. Rob?
Can you repeat the question?
I can. Have fear, they're here. I turned it into a question.
Yeah. Kangaroo Jack.
That's right. That's got to be it.
Another K word that does seem like that would be a good. I don't know who they are because it's just one kangaroo. Arden, do you have any idea?
Killer Bees.
Is that a real? That's not real.
Who knows? That's a movie.
No, I didn't. I didn't mean that.
What?
Kill.
I was just spitballing answers.
No, I did not get that.
And
correct.
Jennings.
I didn't get it correct.
You
I didn't
missed
get it
that
correct.
One.
I missed that one.
The correct answer is Kick Ass.
I loved that movie. I loved that movie.
Oh, of course.
Great movie.
And it sticks with the theme.
Great movie.
J- Jerry gets to pick again.
I got confused when you said the K, everything else was wrong. When you said the K, I got confused that Doug was like, killer's right. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to stick with killer.
Uber, oh, I see.
Kick-ass.
Kick-ass was great. So but to be fair, I still wouldn't have gotten it.
Jerry?
Is there a theme here, MacGruber?
Well, I feel like Kick-Ass sticks with the WandaVision kind of theme because, right? The dude who played Kick-Ass played Quicksilver, Pietro.
Right, in Marvel.
But not in WandaVision.
But not in WandaVision, yeah.
But there was the
Easter egg. Movies, but you know things.
Yeah. I like Marvel stuff. I like the comic stuff.
All right, well, I'll see if there's... I got some maybe coming up a little later for you.
Hey, thanks.
All right. In the meantime, here's some heavy dramas from Merchant Ivory.
Oh, good. This is my genre.
Okay, pick a letter, Jerry. Did you pick a letter already?
I'm going to go with B.
B, C, or T?
Ooh, I'm going to change it from B to T.
Okay, probably not a great move, but we'll see how
it
works.
I'm going to go back to B. I'm going to switch it right on back to B.
B.
All right, I'm going to give you one more chance to pick a final.
B. I'm going to go B. Okay.
Good call.
He's going B.
Good call, Sentinel.
Going B.
Yeah, I think it's a great, great call on your part.
Thank you.
Here is the tagline.
Okay.
Getting straight A's, giving zero fucks. But they probably put those asterisks in there so you don't actually see the
right. Giving straight A's, getting zero fucks.
Giving
straight A's.
You get A's, you give fucks.
Oh, he's getting straight A's,
you're in
but
trouble.
He's giving.
And if you give A's, that's not good either.
Right, he's not giving A's. He's getting straight A's, giving zero fucks.
Giving fucks, getting A's. Arden wants to guess so bad, but it's not her turn. Begins with the letter B, Jerry.
Getting straight A's, giving this is, I don't know.
Okay.
Brighton Beach Rob. Memoirs. There.
No, Rob.
Great guess. I feel like I know what the movie is, and the movie is called.
Get back in your cell, Rob.
It almost sucks going first. Look how much more time they get to think about the answer.
Right? But if you just got it right, they don't get any time.
That's true. Called, Arden knows what it is, I think. It's the two girls in high school.
Oh!
Too late, brah.
I can't think of the cards.
Booksmart.
Arden gets the point.
Yeah.
Arden didn't say her name before she answered.
I'm calling on you individually. She didn't have
Arden.
To.
Arden. Booksmart.
She didn't know that, and she's negative five. She's negative
Booksmart.
10.
Booksmart.
Damn my mind.
Book smart it is. Book smart.
Ty Burrell thought I did a good job.
Book smart.
Okay, Arden got a point.
Funny movie.
First person to 2 points wins. So, or if I run out of questions and Arden's the only person who has a point, she wins. Okay. All right. It starts with you again, Jerry.
Well, no, didn't Arden just got that right? Right.
Yeah, and she's third, so it goes back to you.
Oh, in points, she's still last because she's. The dumbest of us all?
No,
she's winning. She's got 1 point. It doesn't start with the winner. It starts with the loser.
Great. Rob, you're up.
First loser, Jerry. Ready?
Yep.
Would you like a C, a T, or yet another B?
I'm going to go with a C.
Okay. That's what people used to say about you back in high school. Guy goes with a real C.
It's messed up.
What movie?
She's no longer with us.
Well, this laughter is probably inappropriate too then.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to laugh. I'm the one who killed her.
If you hear strange sounds outside, have sex.
That's what? The catchphrase?
Yeah. Movie that begins with the letter C, Jerry.
What?
I'm going to take this off to think.
If you hear strange sounds outside, have sex?
She takes off her thinking cap. That's the tagline. If you hear a strange sound outside, have sex. That starts with the letter C.
Coosville.
Guys, don't guess now, Arden. It's not your turn.
I'm not really guessing that, but that would be on brand.
What if there was? What if it was Coosville?
I mean, Coosville is a really great title.
I don't think it's Coosville. I think it's actually
Coochie Town.
I think it's called Coitusville.
No. Rob.
Children of the Corn.
Does begin with the letter C, but incorrect. Arden.
Can't hardly wait.
Worst guess of them all, but
yes.
Coosville.
Still in the lead. And this movie is called Cabin in the Woods.
Huh. Oh, that's a weird.
Because they take all the tropes, you know, like, yeah. Oh, you hear a strange sound, we should have sex, because then somebody could come in and kill us.
Yeah.
But I heard that was like a really scary movie for real.
It is. I mean, it's you know, definitely alleviated somewhat by the comedy in it.
I didn't know it had any comedy. Okay, cool.
It does. It has a lot of comedy.
You don't hire Bradley Whitford if there's going to be no comedy.
I don't like to laugh. That's not my thing.
If you like Bradley Whitford deep cuts, you should watch Godzilla, King of the Monsters.
Okay, great.
He's at peak Whitford.
Peak wit.
Yeah.
I have all wit Sunday. It's just it's me time.
Oh, wow.
Sunday's your Whitford day.
Yeah.
Jerry, would you like to go third this time, or would you like to stay getting to pick the letter?
I'm going to go with dealer's choice, whatever you think is better for your audience.
Let's let Rob pick a letter.
Thank God.
Okay.
Rob.
By the way, Rob plays God.
Would you like the letter S or the letter B or the letter T?
I'm going to go S.
Good. Okay. Great call, Rob.
Here is the tagline. Just work it out through your logic brain.
Okay.
She's finally getting some action. It begins with an S.
She's finally getting some action. Okay.
Jerry's...
She's finally getting some action. She's finally getting some action.
It'd be so great if the movie was called She's Finally Getting Some Action.
Yeah, it would be.
You would have got it right three times.
I wish it was long history.
Stella got her groove back.
Oh, good guess.
Wonderful guess. Arden?
That's a great guess, Rob. That's much better than what mine. I wish it was for Long Kiss Goodnight when Gina Davis was one of the first action, lady action. It was basic. I mean, that's a great movie. If you guys like action, Long Kiss Goodnight, fantastic. And for that, I say, she's all that.
Ooh, another good guess, but I think I got the right answer.
Okay.
All right, here we go, Jerry,
Sentinel.
To tie it up.
Where'd you get that Starbucks, dog?
From Starbucks, dog?
Okay.
Okay, I prepared. I drove up to Starbucks, got myself an almond milk latte, because I knew I was going to need the neurons firing, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
What movie is it?
Sister Act.
Oh.
Good guess.
Your confidence really reeled me in. I thought you knew.
Damn it.
It's the movie's called Spy.
Oh, that was such a good movie.
Right. Yeah. With Melissa McCarthy, right?
She finally got some action because she was sitting at a desk and she works for the government spy agency.
Jason Statham was so good in
He's very funny in it, yeah.
Because he's still playing Jason Statham, but he's funny, but he like plays it so straight. He was great.
Well, I was really hoping someone would figure that one out. These are pretty tough. The theme is just a theme for me and for maybe some of the viewers. Because I was naming all movies that have premiered, they had their world premieres at South by Southwest.
Oh, that's fun. Fantastic.
And I was at every single one of them.
That's fun.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. And in addition to those, they also, if we would have had time, we would have gotten to Bridesmaids, Sausage Party, Atomic Blonde, Furious Seven, and Cheap Thrills with our friend Dave Koechner.
Wow. What was the Bridesmaids tagline?
Oh, this was so great. You know how when Bridesmaids came out, like that movie had to prove that women could be in a comedy together and people would go.
The amount
of pressure on that movie to succeed.
Yeah.
The poster is just women, so they won on that front. But then the tagline, I swear to God, for Bridesmaids was from the producers of Superbad, Knocked Up, and The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
They have
to name comedies that were made by men.
Guys, don't freak out. Don't worry. Men made this.
That's awful.
Don't worry, you guys. Don't
come. That was like the funniest movie in 5 years that had come out.
It's so
funny.
Yeah, it's great. And it premiered at South By, and I was there, and it was it blew the roof off the place. It was amazing.
Wow. That so made good. Melissa McCarthy a star, too. Like when
was her breakout.
Yeah, she got nominated for an Oscar for it, which the Oscars like to go, comedy.
And then I remember she didn't win, and then people were saying that she basically won her Emmy for her performance in Bridesmaids. She won the Emmy that year afterwards.
Oh, right.
And then rewatching Barb and Star, it's like Kristen Wiig is such a genius. It's like she was so good in Bridesmaids. She's so funny. Yeah. And she and Annie Mumolo, who wrote both scripts, they're just like brilliant. They're geniuses.
Wow.
Well, you're all geniuses. That was a lot of fun. I appreciate all of you being here. Rob Benedict, Arden Marine, and Jerry Traynor. I will see all of you soon in episodes
Thank you.
Of Will You Accept This Rose? That'll happen from now on.
Doug, it's on Tuesday. We're recording. You should just like not show up.
I got a text that came down, and it's funny because sometimes texts knock me out of a Zoom, so I hope she doesn't text me again. But a text just dropped down from Padgett that just said, I am mortified.
I got so many texts, and ending with a photo of a casserole that said, I forgot today was Saturday, no joke. I've been making fried rice like an idiot.
What?
On brand. It's so on brand.
It is on brand.
I like that she sassed me too. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Thanks for the time update. I gotta get back to my rice.
You idiot. You're an idiot.
This is on you, Arden. Doug, thanks for having us on the show.
Oh, yeah, thank
thanks
you.
Thank you,
here.
Doug.
Real joy.
Watch iCarly, listen to Will You Accept This Rose, listen to Rob's podcast, King of Con.
Yeah.
And Kings of Con. And I'll be back in Austin soon because Cap City Comedy Club, they announced they're going to reopen in a new location, like in the fall. And then I hope to be at South By next year. Yes. As always. Thanks, guys.
You're
and
the
gal.
Best, Doug. You're so
Oh,
awesome.
You are. You
love
are.
You.
As always. Hey now, Brad.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.